Our guest at the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Herald Banner film critic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Summertime, and so we're having a lot of big movies released, and I guess there's nothing bigger than a Jason Bourne movie, huh?
Right.
Yeah, with Matt Damon.
It's number 5, but he was only in 4. It's kind of hard to keep track of this because for a while he said he wasn't going to do it anymore, so they brought in Jeremy Renner, who played a different character, but it was still called The Bourne Legacy. And now they're back. He'd never say never because he came back and he brought the really good director with him, Paul Greengrass, who did the really fine Bourne Ultimatum before.
Mm-hmm.
And he now knows who he is. And the first, the previous 3 movies that he did, his memory was still gone. But now he knows, and he's on a hunt to find out what really happened about his father, who had CIA connections. And the hunt leads him to a character who's the head of the CIA, played by Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh,
he's
good.
He's kind of born to play this character.
Yeah.
Really, really tough guy. And doing some devious things. We have, you know, you don't have to be paranoid because they're all out to get you in this one. And they're still out after Jason. They want to bring him in because he knows all the secrets and all the bad things they've done.
Well, the fans of this franchise are going to be happy with it?
Yes, they're going to love the action. And it's got so little dialogue. I heard that Matt Damon said he only says 25 words. It's a lot of action. And the talk is going on with the other characters. And there is a car chase that I guess is the best one I ever saw. It outdoes, I mean, that's just a cliche now. They've got anything action, they've got to have one. This one is unbelievable. It started reminding me a little bit of the Blues Brothers because they hit so many cop cars. But it's in Vegas on the Strip. And how they did it, I don't know. But
that's fascinating. It does appear actually to be on the Strip there in Las Vegas, which of course never closes. So.
Yes, so it's bright and yes, and it's wild.
Reviews for this are kind of mixed, but I think when you get this far into a series, that there's some reviewers that just resent the idea of another sequel.
Yeah, how can you do another one? It's much better than the other ones. They still have interesting characters, and the story is plausible.
I find that to be true also, and I don't know if it's spy movies or what, but. I find myself, I'm lost, and I'm wondering, am I the only one lost here, or is it just me or not? But I do find that to be true sometimes. We're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the Herald Banner film critic. Now, another new movie coming out is called Nerve, and the connection has been made to the Pokemon Go craze for whatever reason with this movie.
It is, because it's all based on a game that you play on your phone, and it's a truth or dare game, and you're either a player or a watcher. And it turns out that there are thousands and thousands of watchers to this particular game that Emma Roberts, she's the main character, she gets dared by a lot of people to play truth or dare. They say, oh, you're so shy, you won't ever do it, but she does. And it starts out as kind of fun and mischief, and then it gets really dramatically dark and dangerous. And supposedly, it's got a lot of problems because it's got the power of the internet is not that strong. They have these hackers that do all kinds of things, but they can't. They aren't that magical. But if you can kind of suspend your disbelief and go along, it's fun.
Now, we should say it's not literally related to Pokemon Go, but the connections have been made. And
right, and I hope nobody comes up with this as a real game. I'm afraid they might, but it's very, very dangerous.
What
they ended up with, yes.
Now, both of these movies are going to be in wide release?
Yes.
So there you go to Greenville, Sulphur Springs, Rockwall.
Nerve opened on Wednesday, so it got a head start. It's already open.
Real quickly, what's your favorite movie of the summer so far?
It hasn't opened yet, but it's Florence Foster Jenkins, where Meryl Streep plays a real woman who thought she was a singer, thought she was a concert singer, and she had a horrible voice, but she was so wealthy that nobody had the nerve to tell her. And it is
this
a riot.
Yes, a true story.
It's a riot. It is so funny, and Meryl Streep, She can do anything, including sing off key for a whole movie.
Well, you know, she was in the movie, what was it, a year or two ago, where she played a rock star, an aging rock star. I thought that was pretty darn good.
She was great. She learned how to play the guitar for that.
Oh, yeah, she was.
And she did another one where she played the violin, and of course, she's been every accent. Yeah. She's just amazing.
But that's still a few weeks away?
It opens in August. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's really fun.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Alice Reese, film critic of the Herald Banner. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.